This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Clear Creek County prosecutors hope to try two law enforcement officers together in last year's shooting death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has this update.
Former Deputy Andrew Buen and his former boss, Sergeant Kyle Gould, could face trial together for Glass's death. He was shot inside his own vehicle last summer by Buen when he wouldn't open his car door for authorities. But Gould's attorney said on Monday in court he will fight to keep their trials separated. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Counties would get more money from the state to pay for elections under a new bill in the legislature, CPR's Benta Berkland.
The measure would nearly double the reimbursement counties receive. Boulder County Clerk Molly Fitzpatrick says local election officials must balance access and security while fighting misinformation.
If the last few years have proven anything, it's that we have continued to do more with less, and it's not sustainable. This bill does put us on a better path.
While the bill has bipartisan support, the state's top election official isn't on board with all aspects of it. The Secretary of State is asking for some key changes. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers will join a Denver-based law firm after his term ends in June. He's term limited in Colorado Springs. Southers has also served as the state's attorney general. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the second free speech case from Colorado on Wednesday. It's about whether certain types of stalking, online threats, for instance, are protected under the First Amendment. The case involves a Colorado singer-songwriter who received hundreds of thousands of messages from one man.
And years later, I find out that it's actually not over. I just can't believe that anybody would question whether or not this is a true threat.
Her story and what her case could mean for First Amendment free speech protections is later in this hour. And next this morning, criminal charges in Kansas City for the white man who shot a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake. It's Morning Edition on CPR News.